coverage of high school basketball on your local Sports Authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Everybody, welcome to 92.1 KMZA. I'm Crittenden Prophet. Kirk Kilman back in studio. We got Nemaha Central, the Thunder, back on it here. Valley Heights as well. Two teams I've seen before on the year. We've seen before as well. We're going to see them have a showdown tonight. These two teams have not played each other in quite some time, 10-plus years. So this one, a matchup not quite seen by the eye here. But again, tonight, taking on each other, Nemaha Central, the Thunder, the 3A class team against Valley Heights Mustangs 2A team, ranked number 4 right now in class number 2A. Nemaha Central, the Thunder, they were last week ranked number 10, but they fell out of the rankings, so they are no longer ranked in the class of 3A right now. Again, just struggling with some health early on with the team. Allie Holtzow still unsure if she's going to be cleared to play tonight. If I know she's not getting that starting position, but again, you want to hopefully get a player like her back amongst the at least come after the winter break, but again, big-time players still form. Cammie Dollinghouse, Callie Honeyman, Reagan Geraghty, Zoe Sidbeck, Jade Mackey, all starting to get in the start tonight for the Thunder. For Valley Heights Mustangs, Ava Smith, Mia Vermitten, Ann Turber, Tessa Miller, and Josie Parker all set to get the start for the Mustangs. Mustangs, what a season they are having under head coach Jordan Brockstrom, and it's his ninth season with the program. Congratulations, Brockstrom, with 150 total career wins with the Mustangs. What a big-time milestone accomplishment. He has been absolutely incredible in his tenure with the program, winning a title back in 2021. But again, last year, finishing 19-7, 19-7 on the overall, 9-2 in the TVL, tying for second. They've just been a team that has dominated year after year after year, and they've been trying to continue that, and they got some great players. Again, I mentioned Ava Smith, the 5'9 junior, who last season was averaging 12 points a game. This season, right now, she is averaging at a high 23.7 points per game. This Mustangs team, 62.3 points per game. They're 3-0 on the overall in the season right now. They've only played one CBL opponent in Axel, in which they beat 64-45. Other than that, they have played Marysville, a 3A team, beat them 59-51. Played Riley County. That's a Big East opponent as well. Riley County, they beat 64-57. So they've been dominating some big-time teams. And, well, if you look at the script over here for Nemaha Central, the Thunder, they have not fared so well against this underclass, these underclassification teams. To them, they've lost the Class 1A Division 2 Centralia Panthers. That was a tough loss for them. They lost 46-24 to begin the year. They also lost to the number one ranked team in the class of 1A Division 1 in Hanover, 42-40. And they lost in overtime to Holton, 54-51, a class 3A team. But Holton, that is just their third time beating Nemaha Central in the last 10 years. That was a matchup that's, again, primarily dominated by the Thunder, but they were shorthanded, and they had 21 turnovers against Holton last Friday. So this is a team that is trying to get themselves back onto the right foot again, dealing with a couple of injuries, but just trying to find the guards to lead them down the court. We'll talk about Cammie Dollinghouse, Callie Honeyman, and a couple of more Thunder players here just a little bit once we get to the tip-off. We got a couple more minutes until we begin. We're going to send it back to Stu for just 2 minutes here, and we'll be back here down on the court side again. I'm Crittenden Prophet, Kirk Kilman back in studio. It's the 0-3 Nemaha Central, the Thunder, looking for their first win, and it's the Valley Heights Mustangs trying to look to stay undefeated, currently 3-0 on the year, here on the road in the Thunderdome.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto, as in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu option, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And this is 92.1 KMZA, the station you are dialed into. I'm Corinne Prophet, Kirk Delman, back in studio. Nehaw Central, the Thunder, 3-8 team, searching for their first win here tonight on the girls' side, 0-3 to start the year. Valley Heights Mustangs, the 2A, number 4th ranked team right now. They have been dominant all season long, already taking down two 3-A teams, including a tough TVL opponent in the Axe Eagles, beating 64-45. Valley Heights Mustangs set to continue TVL play on Friday. That is against Centralia. That game will also be here on 92.1 KMZA. Looking at Nemaha Central, the Thunder again starting the season. 0-3 again. The Holton lost 54-51 and 0-42-40. Centralia 46-24. Up next to the Thunder, they'll go back into the Big East side of play against Jeff West and Sabetha. That Sabetha game, that will be on January the 7th. Friday, that will be the first game we have back here on 92.1 KMZA. You can, again, tune into the station, or you can turn into the Sabetha channel for that coverage. But let's get started here tonight with our matchup, the Mustangs taking on the Thunder. Coming to Dollinghouse, number 30, the 5'6" senior, who's right now averaging 6.3 points per game for the Thunder. Golly, Honeyman, the one who's averaging the most amount of points on this team at 12.7 points per game. Reagan Geardy, averaging 6 points per game. She is starting tonight, the 6-foot senior. Emma Hermish right now in the season, 6 of 21 on three. She's going to be dominant. She's going to be starting tonight. Jade Mackey, the 5'5" junior, she's looking to make a start here tonight as well for the Thunder. Now taking a look out to the Mustangs, galloping onto the court. Ava Smith, a 5'9" junior, averaging 12 points a game last season. Well, she's nearly a double back. She's averaging 23.7 points per game this season. Mia Vermitten, the 5'9" junior, also getting higher than her last season average, averaging 8.7 points per game this year, 6 points per game last year. And Sherber, right now averaging 5.3 points per game this year. She's a 5'8" senior. Tessa Miller, 5'2" senior, good defender and shooter, averaging 3.3 points per game. And Josie Parker, the 5'10" junior, great athlete with great length. She's averaging 7 points a game, 21 points total on the year. That's your preview of the starters. Again, for the Thunder, Dollinghouse, Honeyman, Garrity, Hermish, Mackey. For the Mustangs, Smith, Vermitten, Turber, Miller, and Parker. And with all that being said, let's get this show on the road here with the tip-off. Going out, taking the middle of the N in the seat for the Mustangs is Ava Smith. And then for the Thunder, Callie Honeyman up out there on the tip-off. Ava Smith sitting at 5'9". She's a junior. Callie Honeyman, senior, 5'11", and the tip-off is won by the Thunder. The Thunder here will start with the opening possession. The Dollinghouse now swung out to the right side. Far side wing, a dribble and pick up out to Honeyman. Honeyman, far side, deep to the wing, veering up to the top is Mackey. Mackey out up to the top on the pass to Hermish. Hermish drives inside to the top of the post. Now to the low block, looking up, it's one-on-one, and she gets it! Hermish starts the scoring in this game with a good drive down left side off of Broadway. And now the Mustangs taking it down the court. Ava Smith. Smith to Turber. Turber the drive inside. She's got a screen. And that's going to be an early turnover against the Mustangs. Turber over, sailing her teammate off to the far side. It was Vermitten intended to on the near corner. Fortunately, she just missed her teammate by a couple of feet above her head. And that's going to result in the first turnover of the game. Here now, it's the Thunder trying to get off to a hot start, a lightning start, if you will. Cammy Dollinghouse underneath, not sure where she was trying to bounce pass it to. She's taking a glance at her eye, wiping it off. Maybe got something in it, but she just had a turnover, throwing the ball right out of bounds. Mustangs with the possession now, 7:15 to go here in the first quarter. It's 2-0. With it right now, Miller. Miller out to the right to Vermitten. Vermitten to drive. A nice little dump off to Smith. Smith hits the back of the backboard, and it's rebounded by Honeyman. Honeyman to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse down the court. It is a quick transition. Mackey with it. Now to the top to Dollinghouse. Left side wing. Now to the top of the arc here. Around the perimeter. It's 1-on-1. Man-to-man defense here for the Mustangs. Inside pass, jump off, turning around, off the spin, and not able to get the shot to go in. And Turber, Turber with the rebound. The shot missed by Dollinghouse. Here, drive inside by Vermitten. Vermitten gets it out to Turber. Turber swings it inside off the left side of the block, and an easy bucket underneath for Tessa Miller. What a good look all the way from the top from Turber. Sending that one right through traffic and found the opening. Far side with it, it's Garrity. Garrity passing inside the Dollinghouse, and there's going to be a block up at the top of the post against the Mustangs. 2-2 game, 6:14 to go in the first quarter here. This is the first foul of the game by either team. This one against the Mustangs, being against Mia Vermitten, the 5'9 junior. Throw inside Dollinghouse is a great pass underneath inside the box. It's going to be a turnover off a jump ball. Possession here goes the Mustangs. Thunder already with two turnovers here on the game. Down the court now with it. Tessa Miller out to Vermitten. Vermitten passing off to the left side. Turber, Turber, bounce passing inside. That's a turnover. That's going to go straight into the hands of Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse down the court here. Jade Mackey. Mackey with it at the far side wing up to the top. Swung to Dollinghouse. Left side with it. Here to Hermish. Hermish inside pass and a nice steal collaborated between Vermitten and Miller. Third turnover of the game for the Thunder, and Smith going down the court quickly. Couldn't get it to go in. Rebound by Honeyman. Second of the game. She's down the court quickly. One on one, taking a step inside off the backboard, fighting for it underneath. It's a rally underneath the paint. And it's going to go out of bounds. Possession to the Mustangs. Four turnovers here against the Thunder in the first quarter. Only two against the Mustangs. It's still a 2-2 game. 5:23 left to go here in the first. Miller down the court to Vermitten to Smith on the block. It's rolling on the ground. She loses the ball. The third turnover against the Mustangs. Down the court quickly. I think they're going to get a travel up on her mission. They do. She was just at the gray line between the top of the arc and midcourt. And it was at that point that she took a step off the back leg, holding on to the ball, and they got her on a travel. So now five turnovers in the first quarter against the Thunder. It's still 2-2, 5:09 left to go. 3 minutes here into the first. Ava Smith with it at the top of the key, steps back, releases the three off the back of the rim, and rebounded greatly by Sitbeck underneath. She's got 9 rebounds now on the year. Left side here with it. The drive inside. Hermish. Hermish going one-on-one against Smith, and she draws the foul. And now Hermish will go up to the line. Smith picks up her first foul of the game. Second team foul against the Mustangs. And the Hermish not getting able to go inside, but she gets to the shot foul and will shoot two. Her first one up and her first one good. Emma Hermish. Now already with 3 points here on the game. The only one who has reached the board for the Thunder. A 5'8 sophomore came in here starting tonight. She's now got 22 points on the year. She had 18 points coming in today, averaging 6 points a game. She's already got 4 points here in the first quarter for the Thunder. Thunder now up 4-2, 4:50 left to go here. Mustangs with possession, pass half court, far side wing. With it now in the game, Lindsey Gray grabs the top. Smith. Smith to drive inside the key to kick out. Kick out to the left side here, up to the top of the arc. A drive in from Gray. Gray losing the ball behind her back. She keeps it still over the top. It's bouncing around. It's kept here by the Mustangs, by Paige Miller, who's now in the game. The near side wing with it. Hands off behind her back to Gray. Gray gets it. A screen far side of the wing. Now a drive that lands back outside of the arc. Remitting. The corner. The three. It's short. Just wipes the underneath of the net. Rebound by Sidbeck. A missed three for the Mustangs. Underneath pass to Honeyman. Nearly loses the ball. It's regathered by Mackey. Great save on the left side of the wing. 4-2, 3:57 here in the first. Dollinghouse, far corner. Hands it out to Holthaus. Holthaus, who is back today. Their first time back up in here in the lineup. Hallie Holthaus. Great to see her back with this team. Far side wing with it. Now Mustangs back with the ball after a turnover from the under. And now the Mustangs will turn it right back over. Four turnovers from the Mustangs, six from the Thunder. Down the court right now with it. Holthaus to Dollinghouse. Now the Honeyman up to the top. McKee losing the ball at the turnover. Honeyman, a letter right through her hands. Smith with the steal. Now seven turnovers for the Thunder. Verbena to drive inside, kicks it out to Gray. Smith inside left side. And she loses the ball at the turnover. Down the court quickly. It's a foot race. Stopped at the top of the perimeter. Inside dump off, and it's a steal again. It's turnover for the Thunder. Trying to go underneath the Honeyman. Well, captures that one is Smith. Smith already back-to-back steals here. And it looks like a timeout is going to be taken by the Mustangs. Mustangs only 2 points here. Just 5 minutes and 11 seconds into the first quarter. They have forced 8 turnovers, but they have not managed a bucket. We're back in 30 seconds here. 92.1. KMZ, 2:49 to go in the first quarter. It's 42. The Thunder lead.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Kernan Prophet, Kirk Gilman, back in studio. It's 4-2, 2:49 left to go here in the first quarter. The Thunder, they have the lead. Searching for their first win this season. Last week, they had their third loss of the season against Fulton, which, by the way, that snapped a 14-game winning streak against league opponents. A big time overtime win, just 54-51 for the Fulton Wildcats. Is the Mustangs. Mustangs off to the right side of the wing, now to the top of the arc. Moving up to the left side on the swing to Gray. Gray to Smith. Smith passing it outside to Miller. Miller, the drive inside. And now it is stolen by Holthaus. Another turnover on the game for the Mustangs. Now up to the top here to Hermish. Hermish working with it. Gets out to the right to Holthaus. Getting worked around outside the perimeter. Now to the far side wing. Holthaus, she has it. Now back to Hermish. Just working around the globe now. Now passed up. Get back up to the top. A drive inside by Holthaus, nearly loses the ball, and she will. That's a turnover against the Thunder. They are ninth of the quarter. Here working with it is now Geardy. Geardy to Vermitten. Vermitten throwing it into Lindsey Gray. Lindsey Gray with the ball, left-hand dribble, passes it up to Thompson Miller. Miller up to her right side, into the game. Comes Josie Parker. Parker, the drive into the wing, and now kicks it out to Smith. Smith, who drives in the right side, and it will be out of bounds. Back in it, underneath the basket. is the Mustangs. It's 4-2, 1:41 left to go here in the first quarter. This has been a defensive game. Both teams allowing nearly 50 points a game. This game may be on pace to 20 points each. Here's Smith looking for the three-point shot. Doesn't take it. Gets it to the top to Gray. Gray now kicks it out. The drive in by Vermitten. She finds the opening to kick it back out to Gray on the low corner far side. Veering back out to that corner and taking the ball. Vermitten on a pass. Now back up to Smith. Gets to the top. She's wide open for a three. Doesn't take it. Gray, she thinks about the three. Drives to the top of the key. Doesn't take it there. And now the Parker. Parker to Smith. She's got a screen pulling up right in front of the basket, but couldn't make it. A rebound picked up by Jade Mackey. And turned over right back into the hands of the Mustangs, and they'll get a point off of it. That turnover to the corner. Ava Smith finishes underneath the basket. Great pass to her. And now it's 4-4 and 50 seconds left to go in the first. Both teams aggressive here. Multiple steals, nearly about 8 turnovers apiece averaged here. And it's been a rough offensive game for both fronts. With it, nice pass to Mackey. She has to kick it right back out to Honeyman. Honeyman is going to get fouled inside the box, just 3 feet in front of the basket. Well, it's not going up with the ball, so it'll just go out of bounds. That is also the third foul of the quarter against the Mustangs. Two more, then I'll put a double bonus up to the Thunder. Bouncing against Vermitten. Vermitten, that is her second foul of the game, just here in the first quarter alone. Getting it, her miss. She's going to take a three, and that one's going to be short of the mailbox. It will be rebounded by Dollinghouse. Mackey with it, trying to go for the left hand. Couldn't get to go down. Turber, rebound. Down the court, Smith found wide open, and she's got a finish through the transition. It was a track race, and Ava Smith, well, she won it. 6-4 now, 2-point lead, our first lead change here, and it goes to the Mustangs. Just 6-4. With 14.1 seconds left to go in the opening quarter. Smith misses a free throw shot. And now down the court. Now is Dollinghouse with 8 seconds left to go. Down by two in the first quarter. 6-4. Dollinghouse going up with it. Couldn't get it to go in. And it's out of bounds on the baseline with just 1.2 seconds left to go. The Thunder let it roll out of bounds. 10 turnovers in this first quarter for the Thunder, and just 6 for the Mustangs. But it's still a 3-point game. Smith lets it rip from her own 3-point line, but the buzzer rings, and that's going to finalize the first quarter. And the Mustangs take the lead with just the last minute and 40 of it. They claim it 6-4. We're back here in 1 minute on 92.1 KMZA.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
Land Radio.
Welcome back to the second quarter here on Kansaland Radio. 92.1 is where you are cruising with tonight, and cruising with a good one. It is 6-4 here. Mustangs with a 2-point lead. With the ball is the Thunder. Start here the second quarter, and Dollinghouse ties the game to start. She tried to take the last shot to end the first quarter, just couldn't get it to go in. That time she does. She's got her first 2 points of the game. She's averaging 6.3 points a game. 6-6, 7:33 left to go. Turnover here by the Mustangs inside the box. was Smith, but she got called on a travel. Seventh turnover of the game by the Mustangs, 10 committed against the Thunder in that first quarter alone. Thunder, they did out-rebound the Mustangs, 6-2 in that opening quarter. With the ball, Mackey down the court here, taking a spin maneuver. Now to the left side of the wing, pulling the ball, goes overhead with it. Nice pass, it's selected, but it's rolled right back outside the arc. But driving in is Dolling House, but she loses the ball, and it's rebounded by Turber, her third of the game. Smith down the court, quick transition. That's Smith's second transitional point on this game. She's got 4 points out of transition and 2 points out of a turnover. She is dominated getting down quickly underneath the basket. Her hustle. And now here, another turnover, 11th of the game. Turber down with it, taking a 2-on-1. Couldn't get it. Rebound by Smith underneath the basket. Kicks it out. And a travel outside the near wing by Ann Turber. It was kicked out to her. She took an extra step before taking the three, and she gets called on a turnover. So now 8 turnovers in the game for the Mustangs, 11 to the Thunder. It is 8-6. Reclaiming the lead again is the Mustangs with 6:45 left to go here in the second quarter. Dollinghouse with it. Left hand to right hand dribble, going 1-on-1, nearly losing the ball there against Vermitten. Driving down the far sideline, she has a nice drive inside, is in the box, goes up with it, and she's fouled. And that's what you want from one of your dominant guards, Cammie Dollinghouse, just to take that ball down the court herself, drive inside of the block, and take a 1-on-2 inside, and she gets drawn for the foul. Dollinghouse on the season, 5-6 from the free throw line, now 5-7. Came into the day shooting 83.8% up at the charity line. Dollinghouse missed her first one, trying to make the second, and she does not. Opportunity missed. Rebound by Ava Smith, her second of the game. Another turnover, that's back-to-back travels from Ann Turber. Ann Turber with now back-to-back travel. 8-6. 6:22 left to go here in the second quarter. Mustangs with the lead. Holthouse with it. Holthouse to Honeyman. Honeyman with the ball. Left side of the wing to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse gets it out to Holthouse. Holthouse throwing the ball now to the top to Honeyman. Honeyman up to the top of the right wing. A drive inside by Hermish. Rebounded after the airmail by Sidbeck, and Sidbeck not only gets the rebound, she gets the chance up at the free throw line. Great aggressiveness back-to-back here by the Thunder just to try to drive inside. Unfortunately, last time was an 0-for-2 charity line visit. We'll see what Sidbeck can do this time up. So Sidbeck, her first point of the game, taken from the free throw line. Now 8-7. Now just a 1-point game here with 5:58 to go in the second quarter. Again, you're locked into 92.1 KMZA. Sidbeck. Next shot up, and it rattles in. 2-for-2 up at the free throw line. The Thunder shooting 4-of-6 here in the first half. It is now 8-8 with it now. Ava Smith, 5:50 to go in the second quarter. Gets it out to the right side. Josie Parker releases the three, and it will be rebounded by Holthouse under Mackie. The drive inside on the low block. Kicks it out to Holthouse. Holthouse to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse, left side of Broadway. Kicks it out. Hermes trying the three. It's out of bounds, but it's quickly saved by the senior Sidbeck. She throws it off the left leg of a Mustang, and the hoof kicked it out of bounds. That will stay Thunder ball. And now a timeout will be taken. We're back here in 60 seconds on 92.1 KMZ. It's 8-8, 5:26 left to go in the second quarter.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
It's the holiday season, and Heinen True Value on Main and Seneca is in the saving spirit. Keep your business local and take advantage of these holiday specials going on now through December 31st. Save 20% off all toys in stock only. Save 20% off all in-stock clothing. Save 25% on all Christmas lights in stock only. And if that wasn't enough, Heinen True Value is extending their 60th anniversary sales until the end of the year as well. Find that special gift for those loved ones of yours by shopping Heinen True Value on Main in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I'm Critter Puppet, Kirk Hillman, back in studio. It's 8-8, 5:26 left to go here in the second quarter. With the ball is Hermish. Hermish throws it inside to Holthouse. Holthouse working with it up to the top, nearly loses the possession of the ball, but keeps it with a spin move on Smith before getting it out. So Hermish jumping for it. Honeyman off the block, and she travels. That is the 12th turnover of the game against the Thunder. Still 8-8 here, 5:14 to go here in the second quarter. Working with it now is the Mustangs. Mustangs up at the top to Gray to Vermitten. Ball turned over. And that is the 9th turnover of the game for the Mustangs. With it, driving the inside, throwing it up, and looks like it's going to be a foul against the Mustangs. They're not going to say the shot, or I say the foul was after the shot attempt, or before. Eight, 5:45 left to go here. Holthouse with it. Holthouse driving it up to the top now. Holthouse trying to make a double spin on Smith. She's stuck with it off the pivot foot. She's able to get it to Hermish for the outlet. Hermish is throwing it up in the air underneath the box. I'm not sure where she was going, but it's going to be a turnover. 13th of the half against the Thunder. Smith driving inside between three defenders and through traffic. She scores her 8th point of the game. Hey, but Smith already here dominating. Possession changes. Lead changes again. 10-8. 4:20 left to go here in the second quarter. Left side now to the top. The Honeyman now inside. Honeyman back down there, and she gets it. Honeyman tying this game up with her first points of the game. It's 10-10. Honeyman, she had 18 points against Holton on Friday. Lindsey Gray with it. Left-hand dribble. Hands off behind her. Back to Smith. Smith pump fake. Puts it out to Miller. Miller drive left inside the key. Now veers right. Kicks it out to Smith. Smith, the drive inside, up to the key, takes a step back, couldn't take the shot. Now gets it out to Gray. Gray, handoff behind her, back to Vermitten. Vermitten, left side of the wing, now to the right. Inside dump off, nearly turned over. It will be. Nice little pick off the inside from the Thunder. That is the 10th turnover of the game against the Mustangs. Teams already combining for 23 turnovers. Combined, right now this game is 10 apiece. 3:26 left to go here in the second quarter. Both teams fighting it out early here. Dollinghouse comes back in for Hermish. Substitutions for both sides entering the court here. Plenty of clean faces. Again, still 10-10. 3:26 left to go here. Throw in off the left side here near the Valley Heights bench is Holthouse. Holds out into Honeyman. Honeyman out to Dollinghouse. With it, passes it inside to Honeyman. Honeyman kicks it out to Mackey. Mackey out to Holthouse. Holthouse driving inside the key to the right side block, and it looks like she's going to get fouled, and she'll go up and shoot two. Up to the line to shoot two, Hallie Holthouse. Earning the opportunity up there to also try to reclaim the lead here for the Thunder. Deadlocked at 10. apiece, and it will stay that way with Holthouse's first shot just missing. Holthouse 0 of 1 here at the line, trying to make it 1 of 2, and she misses the second shot, and it will be rebounded underneath, coming into the game for the first time tonight. That's a big one. Far side kick out to the left side of the wing. The drive in from Turber. Turber spinning around, putting a move on, but misses the rim. A rebound by Dollinghouse. Down the court now. Low side pass off to the left block. The ball is going to fall on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball near the inside left of the arc. 2:46 to go here in the second quarter. It is 10-10 turnover here against the Thunder once again. They got 14 turnovers in the half. Lindsey Gray down the court, passing it off to the right side of her. It's Miller. Miller up to the top. Turber to Vermitten. Vermitten, the drive inside, pops it out, skips it across to the right side wing. Now to the top of the arc with Miller. Miller kicks it out of the corner. Gray with it, puts it up to the wing. And now a foul at the charity line is where Paige Miller was. She was fouled by Jade Mackey, her first of the game. Five fouls in this quarter against the Mustangs. One foul against the Thunder. So it's double bonus for the Thunder. Anytime they get fouled, they'll go up and shoot two. Lindsey Gray with it. Gray out to the right side. Turber. Turber, the drive in against Holthouse. It's just a step inside the line of the arc. And now kicks it out. Now to Miller. Miller loses the ball and it's picked up like a loose ball on the ground. Down the court quickly. Holthouse had a transition on the down low to Hermish. And Hermish, well, she is fouled. And she will go up and shoot two as a double bonus is into effect. Just 2 minutes and 2 seconds away here from the halftime show. Brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home from the online Highland, cc.edu. And the Thunder so far right now have missed 3 straight free throw shots. They have made 4. Right now they have missed 5, and they have missed 6 now. They are 4 of 10 here in the first half. And at crucial times, they could have taken the lead, but they do re-get the rebound here and have the possession. Driving down by Dollinghouse, and Dollinghouse floats it in with the right hand. Just a foot in front of the basket, she puts in a floater. And now that gives the Thunder the lead at 12-10 with 1:41 to go in the second quarter. Here, Lindsey Gray, the drive inside, and they got a charge against her. That's going to be a turnover. And now with 13 turnovers on the game is the Mustangs. 13 turnovers against the Mustangs, 14 against the Thunder. They're working right to left of your dial. They got the white top, white bottoms with the purple and blue stripes just down the seam in the shape of a lightning bolt. And then as for the Mustangs, they got the black tops, black bottoms with the purple numbering and size. 3-point shot taken out from the deep corner by Hermes. She misses. The ball floats out of bounds. That will go in the possession of the Mustangs. 12-10. 2-point lead here for the Thunder. They reclaim the possession lead. But with the ball working with it is the Mustangs. And they lose the ball quickly. Their 14th throw of the game. Stalling out down the court quickly. And on a bad bounce pass off to her right side. To the right of the arc was to Hermes. And she just missed her mark. And that's another turnover. This Thunder team averaging nearly 23 turnovers per game. They have right now 15 in this first half. It is 12-10. They still have the lead for the Mustangs with the ball. 1:02 left to go here in the first half. Drive out to the right side by Turber. Losing her footing is Holthouse in the one-on-one. Underneath a great basket. Tessa Bingham, who comes into the game and puts her presence on the board. For the first time this season, she's got points. Holthouse, top of the arc. Swings it up to the right side of Honeyman. We are deadlocked at 12 apiece. 38 seconds to go. 3-point shot by Hermes off the rim. And rebounded aggressively by Ava Smith. or third of the game. Down the court, open. No one's there to guard her. It's Turber. And she puts it in. Wide open down the court. No one was within her by a mile. It was about the distance of Valley Heights to Nemaha Central Seneca. 14-12. Back taking lead is the Mustangs. Mustang. Shot no good. Excuse me, the Thunder. The end and a half from Honeyman. That will conclude our first half. 14-12. It's the Mustangs lead by two. We're going to be back in a couple minutes here for our halftime show brought to you by Highlink Community College. Close to home, far from dead on the highlinkcc.edu. Stay tuned for halftime show. We're back in a couple minutes here on 92.1 KMZA.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. As we step into 2025, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We are people you know and care you trust.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we just got done with a dogfight in that first half, or I guess a fight between the Mustangs and the Thunder, as I should say, and Mustangs coming out on top with it, lead up by 2, 14-12. They dominate here. We got some time with you for a halftime show. Again, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at Highland, CC. .edu, Nemaha Central looking for their first win today. They have lost their first three games of the season. Valley Heights looking to continue to be flawless. They have won their first three games of the season. They are ranked fourth in the class of 2A. They've already taken down two 3A teams, including a dominant team like the Extra Girls, 64-45. But just in that first half alone, it was pretty rough for both sides. Thunder, they won the rebound battle, 10-7, but they did lose the turnover battle. They turned over 15 times unofficially. The Mustangs, they just turned the ball over 14 times. Both sides did not hit a three-point shot. The Thunder, they went 4 of 10 up at the free throw line, while the Mustangs, they went 0 of 1. So again, it was pretty much a very slow first half for both sides trying to get on the board. It was just 6 of 4 exiting the first quarter, and both teams scored 8 points apiece in the second quarter to get our tally right now, the 14-12. Both sides just trying to look for an answer. And for the Thunder, it's really just kind of keep staying aggressive. They're drawing a lot of the fouls by the Mustangs. Mustangs have not gone a quarter yet without being trapped in the double bonus. So I think that's just to the Thunder's credit right here. They are getting aggressive. They are making drives. They're just not hitting those free throw shots. As for the shot selection, it just hasn't been really quite the best. And Thunder on the season just nearly at 34% shooting from field goal. And from around the three-point line, they're only shooting nearly 21.7%. So again, both sides, they have not hit three-point shots. They're kind of struggling a little bit, but That's what the second half is for. That is what adjustments are made for. Both of these teams averaging high points per game. The Thunder nearly averaging 40 points a game, and the Mustangs nearly averaging 63 points a game. They have been dominant, but right now they are just being held to 14 points. So you got to credit the defense on both sides. The defenses have been absolutely incredible. Again, 14 turnovers forced against the Mustangs and 15 forced against the Thunder. Cammy Dollinghouse has 2 points here on the game so far. Allie Holthouse, she's got no points over to the free throw line. Kelly Honeyman, she's got 4 points, 3 rebounds. Wait, sit back. 2 points, 2 for 2 at the free throw line, and 3 rebounds. Emma Hermes, 2 for 2 at the free throw line. She's got 4 points. Kate Mackey with just a rebound. Ava Smith, she's got 3 rebounds for 8 points. 0 for 1 at the free throw line. And Turber, 2 points to 3 rebounds. Tessa Miller with 2 points. That's a big one with 2 points as well as a rebound. That is a little bit of your first half. Again, recap, and then for the second half preview, it's just going to be a battle between these teams. Who can get on the board offensively? Who can truly start taking advantage of these turnovers? Mustangs, they've forced a lot on the opposing side of the court, but just haven't been able to take many points off of it. I can really only recall 2, maybe 4 points that have been earned and made off of the turnovers. So that just seems to, again, if you're the Mustangs, that's a stat you want to bring up. You want more points off the turnovers. And if you're the Thunder, well, you want the same thing. You're looking for that same kind of idea. Let that rinse and repeat. Well, again, you've been tuned into our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home from on the Highland CCU. You've been watching 92.1 KMD. Again, the Mustangs trying to look to stay flawless here as we go into the second half. 3-0 on the year. The Thunder trying to chase their first win. They're 0-3 on the year. It's 14-12. The Mustangs retake the lead. We got 4 minutes, 13 seconds before the start here of the second half. We're back in 3 on 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Everybody, welcome back from our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from death. Online at highlandcc.edu. It is 14-12. The Mustangs with the lead, the number fourth ranked team in 2A against a powerhouse team in 3A, or at least powerhouses in years prior. Nemo Central is just trying to get back on the right footing here today. Some players a little healthier. It's just about getting in the click and get back into really full locomotive. I mean, you got a player like Hallie Holthaus who wasn't sure if she was going to come back before the break or after the break, but she's here tonight, number 14, a 5'6 senior last year. She averaged 5 points a game, 4 rebounds a game, big-time player to come back up here for the Thunder. But right now, the Thunder chasing their first win. After this game, we'll have the boys' game, which really couldn't be any more opposite. It's the Thunder who are 3-0 trying to keep flawless, and it's the Mustangs trying to search their first win as they are 0-3. But now we get to the start here. In the second half, with the ball, is the Thunder as they trail by 2. 14-12, and the beginning here of the third quarter. With it, the Thunder, Honeyman, up the top to Geraghty. Geraghty back to Honeyman up the right side of the wing. She drives left inside the key, bounce passing. Geraghty takes a nice mid-range shot, but couldn't get it to click. Down the court, Parker finding Smith. Smith on a one-on-one, loses the ball. There's a great transition. Rebound again by Parker. She had a defensive rebound, just had an offensive one. Now possession with the Mustangs. They're up by 2, and it's going to be a turnover. Not sure where the direction was supposed to go on the pass. And it looks like it might just be turned right back over to the Mustangs. Oh, not. It will go in the hands of Dollinghouse. And now a three-point shot taken and missed by Mackey. Picked up by Forbidden, her first rebound of the day. Forbidden out the turbo, the far side wing. Now working right to left of your dial is the Mustang. Skipping it across the court, left side wing. With it is Miller. Miller out to the right to Smith. Smith at the top, driving down the right side of Broadway. Kicks back out. And now a spin around by Vermin. Nice outside bounce back to Miller. But she could not land the three-point shot. Ball out of bounds. Possession to the Thunder. 15 turnovers a game against the Mustangs, 15 turnovers against the Thunder. It's 14-12, 6:41 to go here in the third quarter. Dollinghouse nearly loses the ball on the sideline, and she does. They're going to stay a touch out of bounds. That's the 16th turnover of the game. Great defensive pressure applied by Ann Turber. Turber brought that great state run to the 2A state championship, unfortunately, just a runner-up finish in Valley, in volleyball. Thunder, their girls had also a runner-up finish in the state level two as well. Ball out of bounds. Mustangs with possession here underneath the basket. The throwing in is Vermitten. Vermitten overhead look. Going inside, Turber. Turber, easy splash off the backboard. Her fourth point of the game, 3 rebounds to compliment. Now the largest lead of the night by 4, 16-12. Out by 4 is the Mustangs. Holds out with it, bounce passing the Honeyman. Honeyman at the top, swings it out to the right side to McKee. Mackey. And now a jump shot by Hermish that does not go in. And picking up the rebound, Parker throws the ball down the court, but it is picked away by Holds out. That's the 16th turnover of the game against the Mustangs, and that's going to be a point after a turnover. Honeyman down the quarter, 6 points of the game. She's just 6 points away from her average of nearly 12 points a game. And it's now 16-14, 2-point lead here, still by the Mustangs. They have the possession, 5:30 to go to the third quarter, 3-point shot up off the rim, and rebound by Mackey. Their second of the game. The Holthaus. Holthaus out to the right side of the wing. Honeyman on the baseline. Cuts it out. Trying to slide to 3 and puts it right in. Emma Hermish claims the lead for the Thunder with a massive three-pointer off the wing. It's 17-16. Serber, Smith, she takes a three off the rim. Quick rebound, trying to fight inside. Ball out of bounds. Off the hands of the Mustangs. Kevin Dollinghaus coming back into the game for the Thunder. This was Jordan Haverkamp, the junior, steps into the game. 17-16. 1 point lead here. 4:50 left to go in the third quarter. This Thunder team, they played an overtime game last Friday. This one, we're getting close, but separation on the lead by Camming Dollinghaus. Her fourth point of the game goes in for two. Now a 3 point lead by the Mustangs. And now a turnover by the Mustangs. Palming the ball at half court. And the Mustangs will give the ball right back to the Thunder. For the longest time, the Thunder were leading the turnovers tonight, but now the Mustangs will retake that title with 16 on the game. It's 19-16. 3 point lead with 4:30 left to go. Dollinghaus with it for the Thunder, spinning around, has to get it out. Right hand reach all the way back. Keeping that ball alive and in play for the Thunder. 3 point shot taken and missed by Dollinghaus. Parker, again, underneath the basket for a rebound. She's 5'10" and she has been dominant underneath the basket. Baseline drive by Smith. Could not get the shot. Rebound aggressively on the down low by Jade Mackey. What a greatly fought rebound. Pulls out with the ball down the court. The Dollinghaus driving inside. 2 foot step. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say she was not fouled. And that ball stays with the Thunder. Honeyman comes back into the game after a quick break. Jordan Haverkamp steps back onto the bench. Lindsey Gray also comes into the game for number 11, Tessa Miller of the Mustangs. Ball thrown in bounds from Dollinghaus to Sidbeck. Mackey, Holtz. Dollinghaus open for three. Couldn't get it. And the rebound is by Honeyman. Jump ball. Possession goes to the Mustangs. Turnover by the Thunder. Full court press. A lot of pressure here. Valley Heights trying to get down the court. They do. Amos Smith passing it off to Vermitten. Vermitten inside. Dump off to Parker. Loses the ball. It's going to be a steal by Mackey. 17 turnovers in the game by the Mustangs. Down the court, stuck on the right pivot foot. Is Sidbeck looking for the outlet. Finds it up to the right side of Dollinghaus. Dollinghaus to Mackey. Mackey with it. Drives left. Loses the ball. That's another turnover for the Thunder. 18 on the game. And Smith is fouled. That's going to be a block. Coach Jordan Braxman a little upset that she didn't get the and one there. But they called that block beforehand. First foul of the quarter by any team. It's by the Thunder. Third foul of the game. Second foul of the game against Honeyman. And it's going to be a quick turnover on the throw inside. Stealing away like came from a baby is Dollinghaus. Down the court. Quick transition. 2 points underneath for the Thunder. Drive off the right side for Mitten. Gets out to Smith. Smith going up for a basket, and she nails it. She's now the first player with 10 points on this game. It's 21-18, still a 3-point lead here. Driving and missing the shot is Sidbeck. Quick rebound down the court for the Mustangs. Baseline drive, Parker. She kicks it out. Turber wide open for three. Instead takes an open lane drive and goes in for two. Now back to just a 1 point game, 21-24 straight points here by the Mustangs down the court. They're getting a little hot here. Timeout taken on the court by the Thunder after this 0-4 drought. We'll be back in 30 seconds. It's 21-20, 2:20 to go here in the third quarter. The Thunder leads.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
After the Thunder timeout, they still have the lead just by one, 21-20. They also have the possession, 2:20 left to go here, clicking away in the third quarter. Cammy Dollinghouse down the court with the right-hand dribble, switching out to the left hand, a foul from the top of the court. Oh, they're going to call that a charge against Dollinghouse. And that's the first charge we've seen here, called against the Thunder, charged by both sides tonight. And now looking to charge down the field to try to reclaim the possession lead here is Mustang. With it, Lindsey Gray. Gray to Smith. Smith at the top of the key. Has to get it out to Vermitten. Vermitten, they're going to get 3 seconds in the lane. That's going to be another Mustangs turnover. Mustangs now with 20 turnovers on the game. 21-20. 1 point lead here's over the Thunder. Now 2 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Dollinghouse, left side, drive off the screen by Sidbeck. Wide open shot for Hermish. Could not sink the three in the rebound. Picked up by Lindsey Gray, hustling right to it. Was just able to block out Hermish, who shot the three-point shot. Ava Smith, she's open for a three-pointer. She misses and a quick rebound underneath by Haverkamp. Down the court, Dollinghouse, right side of the wing. 1:32 left to go, still 21-20. Thunder lead, far side to Haverkamp on the wing. Outside of the arc, passes up to the top of the perimeter to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse takes a step back with a dribble. It's out to Mackey. Mackey out to the right side, swinging the deep corner to Hermish. Hermish back up to Haverkamp. Haverkamp inside, Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse a drive up block. She's fouled, and she'll go up and shoot two. Dollinghouse last time up went 0-2. This Thunder team, they went 4-6. 4-10 combined as a team in that first half, trying to get back on a better shooting page entering into the second half. 1:12 left to go in the third quarter, and it's 21-20. The Thunder with the lead, trying to extend by two, possibly three. First shot up by Dollinghouse, and it's out and brick. Dollinghouse now 0-3 on the game. She came in the day 5-6. Right now she is 5-9 now. Going from 83% shooting to possibly a 50. Second shot up. And second shot does sink for Cammy Dollinghouse. Now 1-4 on the game. 6-10 in the year. Now shooting at 60%. Now just a 2-point lead though. Held by the Thunder. 22-20. 1:06 to go in the third quarter. Server with it. Behind the back to Gray. Gray. Posting up with it. Nike making a nice spin move. Couldn't get it to go in. Quick rebound underneath by Paige Miller. Miller making a spin out to the left side of the wing. She sets the screen for Gray on the baseline. Now back up to the top. Smith. The long two. Couldn't get it to go in. Rebound by Turber. Jump ball on the ground in front of the basket. Possession will go to the Thunder. Turnover by the Mustangs. 21 turnovers on the game. Now with 43.2 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Dollinghouse with the ball and the lead, the Thunder, 22-20. Right hand dribble, left hand swing to the block, handed right back off behind the back. On a give and go. Now spread back up to the top, right side by Holthouse! And Holthouse goes in for three! Holthouse hits her first three of the season. Lindsey Gray, she tries to hit one. She couldn't get it to go in. It's 25-20, the biggest lead of the night by the Thunder. Down the court with 5 seconds left to go. Mackey releases another three, and the ball is loose on the ground. The clock will hit zero. That will finalize the third quarter. 25-20, the Thunder reclaim the lead. What a great quarter for them. We're back here in just 1 minute. Again, the Thunder with a 25-20 lead. We got 8 minutes left of girls basketball here on 90.1 KMZA.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with Mass, Communion, Bingo, hosting Rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With the ball right now is the Mustangs, down by five. Start of the fourth quarter, 7:52 to go here. Foul called against the Thunder, far side of the corner. Excuse me, they're going to say the ball is knocked out of bounds by the Thunder. No foul. Inside pass on the inbound, far sideline by the wing. Working right slot to your jaw right now, Paige Miller. Spinning around to Josie Parker. Parker drives inside the low block, spins it back around, an open three-point shot. Take it and landed by Paige Miller, flipping the page for herself for her first points of the game off a three-point shot. Both teams have now finally hit a three-point shot in the game. Both teams did not have a three-point shot at all in that first half. 2 threes by the Thunder in the second quarter. Mustangs already with an opening three here in the fourth. They're now only down by two, 25-23, 7:26 to go. Dollinghouse with the ball. Throws it in to Holthaus, barely gets it into her, is tipped right in the top of her hands. Hyman with the ball, keeping it high, now low, right hand dribble out to the right side. Passing inside, great pass to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse, Ree gets her own rebound. Ree gets it a second time and cannot go in. Down the court, open is Turber. No one was guarding her. Like a thief in the night, snuck behind everybody's nose. And she goes in and ties this one, 25-25. Mustangs with the first opening 5 points here in the fourth quarter. We got a deadlock game at 25 apiece. Honeyman underneath the basket. She's fouled, and she'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line with 6:47 to go in the fourth. Again, the Mustangs, a team that are averaging 62.3 points a game on the year, holding teams to 51 points per game on the season. Thunder nearly averaging 40 points a game while defensively holding teams at 47.3. But both of these teams keeping it low, low, low. How low can you go here today? Hyman, first free throw shot up and out. Second one. That one rattles in. Honeyman, 7 points on this game. 1 point lead, 26-25, 6:47 to go in the fourth. With the ball is Tessa Miller. Miller down the court, right hand dribble, past the end in the C to the right side of the wing, up to the top of the perimeter. She's calling the offense to get settled in. She's taking a couple dribbles backwards, now at the end. Past the letters and the logo. Now to Smith at the top of the key. Paige Miller. 3 seconds in the lane. Once again, the Mustangs in this half have been called twice for that. What a penalty you get every day. I mean, a call you get every day. 22 turnovers in this first half for the Mustangs. Going 3-point shot! Incredible! Hermish! Letting it drain! She's drained two here in the second half. She had 3 3-pointers against Holton last Friday, and how do you respond to that, the Mustangs? They gallop on down, and they hit a three themselves. Miller with a three on the day. She's got 5 points. All right, the basket and fouled. Jade Mackey, she'll go up and shoot two. Back to a one-point game, 29-28, and life has been sparked in both of these teams. First free throw shot up and is good for Jade Mackey. That's her first point of the game. Substitutions on the floor. Holthouse coming in. As well as Joyce Sidbeck for the Thunder. Mackey one for one. Trying to go two for two. Misses the second one. Rebounded by the Mustangs. And a jump ball. That stays with the Thunder. Mackey with her first point of the game going one of two at the free throw line. 2-point lead trying to extend underneath the basket right now, and the throw in is the Thunder. They own the lead 30-28. Just 2 seconds under the 6-minute mark here in the fourth and final quarter. Ball rolled around and stolen by the Mustangs. Down the court, Smith, left hand, and one! What an incredible drive by Ava Smith! Steering all the way down, she ties this game at 30 apiece. She's got 12 points on the game. She averages 23.7 on the year. This is to take the lead. And it's off the rim. A rebound by Parker. Parker off the rim. Loses the ball. And in the far corner, can't quite see. I got a player in front of me, and it looks like it got knocked out of bounds by the Thunder. Possession stays here with the Mustangs. Yeardy comes back into the game for the Thunder. We are deadlocked at 30 apiece. 5:45 to go in the fourth. Going into the far side wing to Miller, up to Smith. Smith to Turber. Turber, left side of the wing. A screen is set. It's back out to Miller on the far wing. The drive inside, bounce pass in. Parker turning around, spinning off the rim and into the hands of Holthouse for her second rebound of the game. Team's tied at 30. 5:24 in the fourth. Far side swing out to the deep wing by Mackey. Up to Honeyman. Honeyman the drive inside the key. Kicks out to Holthouse. Holthouse taking the drive left. Now drives. Now gets to Mackey. Now to Honeyman. Honeyman on the baseline. The drive inside. Going through the pressure. And she will be fouled. And she'll go up and shoot two. Honeyman went up last time. Went one for two. She's trying to increase that shooting percentage and reclaim the lead here for the Thunder. Again, the Lightning strike, and the first one will just roll right out of the pole. Callie Honeyman missing the first free throw shot here up on their attempt. Still 30-30, trying to claim the lead here with this next one. Honeyman fires it in! Nothing but net for Honeyman. Honeyman, 8 points on the game. 1 point lead, 31-30, 5:06 left to go in the fourth and final quarter of play. Possibly. And a turnover quickly by Hermish down the court. What a great play by her. She's stuck on the far wing, gets it to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse underneath the basket, weaving through traffic, steers through defenders, and she goes in for two. 7 points on the game for Dollinghouse. 3-point shot unreached by Parker. Off the rim, rebounded underneath by Vermitten. She's got her first 2 points of the game. Back to a one-pointer here. 33-32, 4:32 left to go. Down the court, Dollinghouse underneath. Quick turnover. It was a Garrity, but it was picked up underneath by Smith. Ball thrown out of bounds. Looks like it was a turnover against the Mustangs. Mustangs with 11 turnovers in the second half. They got 25 turnovers on the game total. The Thunder, they have 20. All unofficial. 33-32. Thunder still with a 1-point lead. 4:16 to go in the fourth. Dollinghouse with it. Dollinghouse left to right hand, trying to audible the offense. Gets it up to the right. Mackey, Honeyman. Honeyman deep inside corner. Down to the top. To Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse taking left, firing right. Honeyman, overhead pass, goes to Sidbeck, and Sidbeck goes in for two. Sidbeck for fourth point of the game. Tessa Miller down the court. Open 3-point shot by Turber, and off the rim. Trying to go for the rebound is picked up by the Thunder. Fighting for the jump ball. Looks like a foul is going to get called against the Mustangs. Possession stays with the Thunder here. Up by three now. 35-32. 3:42 to go in the fourth. That is also the fifth foul of the quarter against the Mustangs, only one against the Thunder. So the Mustangs have put the Thunder in double bonus. And this could be a major factor for the Thunder. What can they do up the free throw line on their opportunities? With it is Zoe Sidbeck, the 5'7 senior, up at the free throw line, up to shoot. First one up and first one out. Just tricking the back of the rim. Hallie Holthaus comes in the game for the Thunder. Sidbeck trying to hit the second free throw shot, and she misses. It's still a three-point game. Rebound by Turber. Turber down the court, left hand to right hand. Switch now inside the key. Firing out to the right side. Paige Miller hesitates the three-point shot. Doesn't take it. Smith goes inside, and they're going to get a foul at the top of the wing, far side. Underneath the basket right now, the Mustangs down by three, 35-32, 3:29 left to go here in the fourth quarter. We had an incredible game last Friday here on 92.1 with Centralia and Silver Lake Eagles. Centralia coming away with it. Right now, we got an incredible game as well with the Mustangs and the Thunder. 3:1. Seeing where they get the ball here out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touch by the Thunder, so Mustangs still with the possession underneath their own offensive basket. Lindsey Gray on the throw-in goes over the top to Miller. Miller faking the three, drives against Dollinghouse, stuck underneath, finds an open player underneath by Turber. And Turber and Miller, they high-five because of that incredible connection. Turber, 10 points on the game. One-point game again. 3:10 to go. Holthaus driving inside, kicks it out. Mackey with it. Out to the left to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse keeping it at the right of her hip. Drives inside, left hand, looks to the dump off. Honeyman, 3-point shot by Hernish. Off the rim. Ball just before skipping out of bounds. Picked up by Mackey. Her fourth rebound of the game, coming at a crucial moment. Up back at the top now, Hermes, who just shot the three, and a foul against Ava Smith. That will allow Hermes to go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Hermes, 2-for-2 today, up at the free throw line. Hermes, 10 points on the day. She's hit 2 threes in the second half. She also had 4 points in the first quarter. First free throw shot is up and out. Takes a slow roll off. And it is still a one-point game. Mustangs not needing to get the three-pointer here. Just an easy two to try to get this one in. To tie it. Ornick takes the lead here as it looks like both free throw shots were missed by Hermish. Now 2-of-4 on the game. Ball goes out of bounds. Last one to touch was the Thunder. Mustangs down by one, 35-34. Trying to stay flawless on the year. The Thunder trying to pick up their first game in a hard, trying to go for a hard-fought victory. Smith and drive on the right side. She's fouled at the top of the right post. They get it against Jade Mackey. That is her second foul of the game. Team foul number 3 of the quarter against the Thunder. Just 2 away from putting the Mustangs into the double bonus. Pass inside, Turber nearly loses the ball, and she does. Stripped away by Dollinghouse. What a great rip and tear. Far side, Mackey inside pass. Great pump fake, but on the jump shot, could not go in. Mustangs retaking this one down the court, trying to go in for two. Is Ava Smith, she is fouled. And she'll go up and shoot two. Ava Smith, 12 points on the game, looking for more. A chance to take the lead or to tie it here with two chances up at the charity line. First shot up, and first shot is out. Now just a chance to tie with 2:12 to go in the final quarter, 35-34. Mustang down by a point. Substitution still coming in here. Up at the free throw line, Ava Smith. trying to rattle this one in, and she does. We are tied at 35 all, and the Mustangs will call a timeout as Ava Smith picks up her 13th point of the game as she is now 12 of 4 at the free throw line. 35-35, 2:12 to go in the fourth. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network, where all we call is championships and also some close basketball games. That liner courtesy of the Credit Prophet and Kirk Kelman, giving you all kinds of one-liners here tonight. 92.1 came there, locked into 2:12 to go in the fourth quarter. 35-35, we are deadlocked here, folks. Thunder, just 2 minutes and 12 seconds away from possibly finding out if they pick up their first win of the season, and the Mustangs looking to see if they pick up their first loss or to keep flawless. Holthouse with the ball, driving down the right side near to the Omaha Central bench. Passes up to the top of the perimeter to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse to Honeyman. Honeyman to drive inside and just off the rim. Rebounded back by Honeyman, and Honeyman goes in for two. What a move by Honeyman. 1:45 to go in the fourth. Back now with the Mustang. 37-35. Ava Smith around the globe now, going around the arc here. And a charge. Give it back to the Thunder. And the Thunder is starting to roar. 37-35. 2-point lead here. Mustangs trying to get back inside here. 1:38 left to go. We got an exciting one here on Kansasland 93.1 KMZA. Honeyman to throw it. It's a full court pressure here by the Mustangs. They get it into Holthouse. Holthouse now dribbling right hand down the court here. She will pass half court 1-on-1 against Lindsey Gray. Left hand dribble switches inside. Nearly turning the ball over, back into Holthouse's hand. She loses the ball. It's picked up by Miller. Miller down the court, switches to the right hand off the grip. 120, 37, 35 to go is the score. Excuse me, 114 to go. Left side of the corner, the drive inside by Miller. Off the right, pivot foot, three-point shot up off the rim. Picked up by Holthouse. Down the court now, back with the Holthouse, losing the ball, reclaims the possession, less than a minute left to go, and a timeout will be taken by head coach Haddon Hilton. This is 15th season head coach, and he knows best when it comes to taking timeouts. He's been here long enough to know that this is a time, no other, to take this timeout, get this team back on track, try to get a good offensive basket here, and extend a 2-point lead, all up 37-35 with 57 seconds left to go in the fourth. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking here to the MSC Sports Radio Network, locked into 92.1 KMZA with less than a minute to go, possibly an opportunity for OC. We won't know until 57 seconds drain off that clock. It is 37-35. Omaha Central with the lead. Dollinghouse with the ball, the right-hand dribble. Thunder, they lost an OT last Friday, 54-51 against the Holton Wildcats. Holthouse with the ball, faking, goes out to a right side, now to the left of Honeyman. Honeyman holding the ball, no shot clock here tonight. right side swing, just holding on to the ball. Might see a foul here soon if the shot does not go up soon, or a steal. And it looks like a foul will occur at the top of the perimeter with 30.9 seconds left to go. And the Thunder, well, they haven't been too efficient at the free throw line tonight. They need to at least knock in one, make it a three-point game, knock in two to make it a two-possession game. Missing the first one is Holtow. 37-35, still the score. A huge free throw shot up and coming on the weighted shoulders of the senior. And it goes out. The rebound, though, right back in the hands of the Thunder. And an immediate timeout by Coach Haddon Hiljic. His team gets the recovery. It's the fourth rebound by Sidbeck. And as soon as they get that rebound, they go, okay, we're stuck inside the paint. We don't want to get Coach Hiljic knows he doesn't want any mistakes here. He has the possession. He has the ball. Time just to call a timeout. Recollect some thoughts. Get back there on the court. You have the possession with 28.6 seconds left to go. There is no reason to go and shoot. But you know the Thunder are going to have to go up to the free throw line. They're going to have to face the noise once again. And tonight has been very 50-50 for them up that line. And they just need to hit one to make it a three-point game and two free throw shots to make it a two-possession game. Again, 28.6 seconds left to go, 37-35. The throw underneath the basket by the Thunder after a neat NC timeout. Searching for their first win this season. Dellinghaus going over the top, loses the ball on the throw-in play. That's a turnover. The 21st of the game for the Thunder. They nearly averaged 23 a game. And now 27.1 seconds left to go. The Mustangs have the ball. They will not be pressured going down the court. They don't need a three. They need a two to tie. And now, as getting past half court, Coach Jordan Brockerman will call a timeout. And we'll call a timeout as well to let everyone get prepared for what could be a maniac amount of 22.4 seconds left there on the clock. We're back in 30 on the 2.1 in KMZA. Mustangs at the ball down by 2, 37-35.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
37-35. 22.4 left to go here in the final quarter. Up by two is the Thunder, but the Mustangs, they have the ball with a chance to tie or take the lead. Or a possibility for overtime. We'll see. Again, Mustangs 3-0, looking to stay flawless. The Thunder 0-3, trying to pick up their first win of the season. It's into Paige Miller. Miller to Turber. Turber holding it. Inside to Parker. Nearly turning the ball over, but it's right back in the hands. Back-to-back turns for both sides. And then a one by the Mustangs. And then a foul underneath the basket. Caught against the Mustangs. They lose the ball twice in a row. They get a chance to get it back, but then they gift it right back towards the Thunder. And now the dreaded free throw line. Gally Honeyman up to shoot. She has hit one of two the last two trips up. The first shot here goes in. It is now a three-point game, 38-35, 11.4 seconds left to go. My Mustangs have hit 2 3-pointers here in the second half. Two on the game, and the second shot does go in for Callie Honeyman. Ice in her veins. Nemo Central calls a timeout. Up by four, 39-35, 11.4 seconds left to go. And just 11... 0.4 seconds away, the Thunder have a chance to take down the number 4 ranked team in 2A, the Valley Heights Mustangs, searching for their first win of the season is the Thunder. We're back in 30 on 92.1 KMZA.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
11.4 seconds remaining on the clock. It is just sand in a bottle. Looking away. Up by 4 is the Thunder, 39-35, and nearly 12 seconds away from possibly getting their first win of the season. Turber with it, 6 seconds to go. Far side wing, 3 seconds. The shot up and in with 2 seconds, or 0.2 seconds on the clock. They're going to say that's the end of the game. Final score, 39-35. I'm not sure if they're going to count the last shot, and they will. That was by Tessa Miller to end the game. Winning by 2, the Thunder. 39-37. We're back here in just a little bit for our post-game show as well as our player of the game. Post-game show by The Outdoors Real Estate and the player of the game by the Farmers State Bank. You've been tuning in at 2.1 KMZA. Stay that way for our post-game show and as well stay later on tonight as we get the Nemaha Central boys to come Valley Heights boys.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
It's the holiday season, and Hine and True Value on Main and Seneca is in the saving spirit. Keep your business local and take advantage of these holiday specials going on now through December 31st. Save 20% off all toys in stock only. Save 20% off all in-stock clothing. Save 25% on all Christmas lights in stock only. And if that wasn't enough, Hine and True Value is extending their 60th anniversary sales until the end of the year as well. Find that special gift for those loved ones of yours by shopping Hine and True Value on Main in Seneca.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. One final time here for the girls' game on the recap. 39-37. The Nemaha Central Thunder pick up their first game of the season. They now improve to 1-3 on the year. Valley Heights Mustangs, they now drop to 3-1. They take their first loss against a 3A team. Still a great game from them. They're our number fourth ranked 2A team. So the Thunder, they had some tough competition today, and they came out and handled a victory for their first win this season. Again, some totals on this game. 39-37, breakdown by the quarter. It's 6-4 coming out of the first quarter. Valley Heights led coming out of halftime 14-12, but they trailed going into the third quarter 25-20. And of course, they fell at the final quarter 39-37. Believe it or not, Valley Heights, they won two of the quarters, winning 6-4 in the first. They outscored 17-14 in the fourth quarter. And they actually, both teams tied 8-8 in the second quarter. But it was that third quarter where Valley Heights was outscored 13-6 that made the difference. Because at the end of the day, in basketball, the start and the finish are major parts of the game. But sometimes you want to talk about the meat of the cheeseburger. What's in between? What is done in between? And let me tell you, it was well cooked for the Thunder. They did great in the middle portion of the game. And they handled business. Dellinghouse 7 points on the game. Holthouse with 5. Honeyman with 12. That's her average. Zoe Sitzek with 4. Emma Hermes, she bested her average with 10 points on the game. Dave Mackey with 1. Ava Smith, 13 points, 3 rebounds. We have Vermitten, 2 points, and a rebound. And Turber, 10 points, 5 rebounds. Tessa Miller, 7 points, a rebound. Josie Parker, no points, but 6 rebounds. Paige Miller, she sank a 3. As well as a rebound. Lindsey Gray, she had a rebound, and that's a big one. She had 2 points and a rebound as well. Some tallies from that game. 18, this is unofficial. Nemaha Central, 18 rebounds. Valley Heights with 17. Nemaha Central with 3 threes. Valley Heights with 2. And then Thunder with only 22 turnovers. They had 15 at the half, and the Mustangs finished with 30. They had 14 at the half. Great game by the Thunder. Great coaching corrections. And now they again will improve to 1-3 on the year. Nemaha Central will now move on. Their next opponent will be against Jeff West on Friday. Next time we'll have them on 92.1 KMZA. It will be right after the winter break against Sabetha. That will be on a Friday. You can turn to 92.1 for that game, as well as you can turn into the Sabetha Channel. As for Valley Heights, their next game will be against this Friday on 92.1 KMZA against Centralia. That will be a huge matchup on the girls' side, to be sure to be there and watch. The number fourth ranked team in 2A against number two ranked team in 1A, Division 2. Oh, yeah, book your tickets, folks. Be there for that one. Again, email official, girls winning this game 39-37. And we'll be back here in a couple of minutes to preview the boys' game. Email Central Thunder 3A against Valley Heights Mustangs 2A. It's the Thunder who are trying to stay flawless their 3-0 in the season. It's the Mustangs who are 0-3 searching for their first win. Stay tuned and locked in, 92.1 KMZA. We'll be back for the boys here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.